With by the excellence of your mighty Ruach, we gather here in the Bayit of our great King. We come before you in the mighty Hashem, the name Yeshua HaMashiach, for he is the price paid in full for Israel. The power of Yahweh's Yashak unto the house that he has called, deliver it, set them apart for his purpose. So as we gather here in this Bayit of our Abba, to the certain sound, for preparation for battle, at the sound of the shofar, we prepare our minds. For it is by that certain blast of the shofar, as the voice of HaMashiach spoke unto Israel, and it was the sound of the shofar blasting that every ear could hear, that every mind could perceive the profoundness of our great Creator, the Most High, Yahweh Almighty. So we denounce the hidden works of darkness. We search our life for every levet crop seed there is. We come against it with the sword of the Ruach, the word of life. For Yahshua is the standard of Yah, the living word, the power of living Torah, Israel. So as we battle against the opposition, we will stand for our Abba. For we take the stand of Tzedekah. We will not capitulate unto the workers of darkness, the things of unrighteousness, whereby we are given over unto every sadistic form of darkness there is. Our minds become the cauldrons of workings of darkness. Our thoughts are consumed with every kind of vile, evil work there is. That it denounce the power of Torah, rejects the statutes, the commands of our great Abba. We denounce it in Yahshua's mighty name. For the weapons of our own mind that formed against your Torah, we cast it down to the pit of hell. We curse it by the roots, O mighty Yah, that your Torah, your truth will stand in the power and the presence of Yahshua, Lamb of Israel. So anoint your people today to hear, to understand, and to perceive. Anoint your men servants as they speak across this nation and around the nations of the world, that they may declare with great boldness, with great strength, to assure the Bayit of Israel. We take great comfort, Almighty Yah, in your instructions of disciplines that brings about the maturity and the fullness of Yahshua in us. Help us all, I pray. Give us wisdom today and understanding. Let the mighty power of your Ruach move in this Bayit, this tabernacle, where the Ruach of Yah dwells, that everything will be done for your tefirah, your honor, that we will have the admiration of our Abba through this living power, this Tikvah Yahshua that dwells in us. We bind every vile, unclean thing. We curse every vile spirit of darkness. We plead the dam of Yeshua HaMashiach, the cleansing power of our Abba. Bear us up this day, I pray. We pray for Israel, those that are listening by the live stream internet, those that will hear this broadcast, those that are enduring great battles of affliction, trials, the doubt trying to overthrow the power of Emuna. Give them faith, I pray, and strength to press on, and cause every life to be blessed today. Those that are bowed down in your presence, their homes, the husband, man, the wife, the children, to be filled with the fullness of your Ru'ah. We pray for them. Our brothers in foreign land, strange countries, strange customs. But let their minds be cultivated by the power of Torah. Because there is no standard that is like the standard of Almighty Yahweh. And the form of governments have no power over the Torah of our Abba. For we submit unto the living Torah, the living power of Torah, Yeshua the Lamb. For we pray for your healing power, your strength in the midst of this gathering today. Your purging, your cleansing, your mishpatim to correct Israel. To show us everything that is hidden in the darkness of our own land. That we may root it out and cast it down. That we may be free and free indeed to worship you today. We do pray in that precious, immaculate name of Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. And we trust you this day. Give us knowledge and understanding in Yeshua. That our love may rejoice in you as we rejoice in this Shabbat of our Abba. For we ask the blessings of our daily bread today, that you feed us with the daily leshem, the bread, the strength, the assurance of every word that comes forth from you. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. We trust it to be so. Israel cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, our Abba. Israel cries hallelujah. Hallelujah to our Abba. The mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We do ask that you feed us today, Yah. The daily bread that is needed for Israel. We need the bread, Yahweh. We have eaten all kinds of meals, but we need the bread. The bread of life. Yeshua the Lamb. From the Bereshit of the beginning of all things, until it is climax to the end. For that name of Yeshua shall be excellent. For it is the name of our Abba, for he is able to save his house, his elect, his called and set apart, Israel. So we worship you this Shabbat. For it is the time that you declare unto Israel to remember and to keep it set apart, that your name and only your name may resonate out of our mouths, our beings, to declare the standards and the beauty of our Abba, who is excellent and great. For we worship you today. We bow down in Yeshua's mighty name. Fill us all with the knowledge of understanding, we ask, and we do pray. We trust you to do it in Yeshua's mighty name. Israel cried and declared, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may he feed you with the bread today, the lechem of Yeshua HaMashiach. Shalom. He abrak you all for the excellence of His name, His presence, and for the beauty of His fellowship. For truly our fellowship is with Yahshua HaMashiach, with the Abba of all. For He has made us for the beauty of this fellowship, that we should not get weary. We ought not to get tired when we are worshiping and baraking or barakiyah. This is a generation that is very weary. It is a people that they speak volume from their mouths, but yet their love is far from Him. HaMashiach declares, if you love me, if you perceive that I am the sent one of Yahweh, then obey my commandments. Do all that He commands us. This is a generation that thinks that the stipulations of Yahweh are not meant for them, but it's meant for the house of Israel. I want to say this to us, you that are listening. The hypocrisy of a people that see what Yah commands us in Scripture, and we defy that because of our own attitudes or emotions. I say unto you, oh my friend, for that is not the pure hava of Yah. He commanded us, and He means what He says. He is not a liar, and He is not like man. I brought Him for that. Glad He's not like me. I'm glad that He is who He is. What He is. Because who He is, He declares who He is. He is the Almighty One. The reason that we cannot adhere to the commands of Yah, I want to open up something simple to our understanding today. There is a proverb in Sirach. It says this. It says that the essentials, the most important things, the essentials of life, the things of necessity, what life necessitates, what life must have, it says the essentials of life is water. We need the living word of Yah. It says, and let Him bread, for HaMashiach is the whole stay for the bread, or the bread of Israel. And it says, a dwelling place to cover us from the elements. And we have come into Yahshua. We have hidden ourselves for the moment until the indignation of darkness pass away. So He has given us the living bread and came down from Hashemayam, the bread that produces strength, the will and the fortitude to obey Yah. Now there's a reason why we don't have the perseverance, nor the character or the personality to obey Yah. Because either we're eating the daily bread that is sufficient that Yah grants unto us, we are eating the breads that Scripture tells us not to eat. And I will identify every loaf of bread that Scripture deals with, that He commands us not to eat from those breads. And we are people that's consumed with the breads that is not from Hashemayam. We love the breads that come from a corrupt source, our own bellies of deceit and lies, our minds that frame deceit and corruption to skirt what Yah says, that we may present unto ourselves a word that is more advantageous for us, for our own corruption, our wickedness, and our sins. And the reason that many do not understand the dynamics and the power of the word of Yah, or we may speak as though we do and present this aura that it is superficial. You must understand that the scribes and the Pharisees presented that as well. But there was no genuineness of the power of Yah in them. When a man truly loves Yahweh, he obeys his every command and his instruction. He does not even try to reason in his mind, in his ruah, or to make reason for his corrupt flesh. But he obeys the Almighty. Well, Pastor Roberts, you have spouted a lot of words, but what is that to us? What is the relevance? The reason that we do not understand Scripture. The reason that we do not have a tremendous revelation of Scripture. The book tells us it is in the scroll. And I want to read out of the book. The one that you reject, you despise us. We must obey all that Yah commands us. A faithful steward, those that are of the stewardship of HaMashiach, you must be faithful in all things. You cannot be faithful in that which is soothing to you, or you perceive to be soothing, but you must be dedicated in all things, everything. You can't be partial. When you are a partial individual, you're walking in the hypocrisy. You are a flat-out hypocrite. That's what you are. Your words have no strength of authority or power because you must not only talk this, you must walk it. You must live it. You must eat it and obey all that is in the book. It is almost Yah preparing a table for us in the midst of our enemy, and our enemy is our own corrupt conscience in our mind. And he tells us to eat. We see what's in the stroll and we reject that. Well, that doesn't pertain to me like hell it does. So we alter the word of Yahweh to appease our own corruption. That is vile, it is shaitanic, and it is devilish. Yahweh means what he says. He has spoken once, and he has spoken twice, and he has sealed it all. He is not like man that he can lie. He doesn't pretend. And what he says, can I tell you this? Emphatically, that he means it. He means what he says. We that have the living power of Torah in us, we love what he tells us, and we obey it. While we cannot understand, I want to show us something here. It says in Lucas, chapter 24. Hallelujah. It says in Lucas 24, I want to read a few verses here. It is imperative that I do this, that our learning may be increased. That we may understand what is the perfect will of Almighty Yahweh. Lucas 24, and I want to begin reading in verse, hallelujah. I want to begin reading in verse 30 and verse 40. Let me begin in verse 36. It tells us, and as they began, or as they thus spoke, they began to elaborate with each other, his shulishians, because they had forgotten what Yahshua had instructed them to do. They have forgotten, because of the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and they allowed the lust to enter in. He began to remove the word of Yah from their left, the confidence in the word of Yah. And so as they began to speak, Yahshua himself, he stood in the midst of them, and he said unto them, Shalom, be unto you, my brothers. The shalom of Yah, the comfort, the riches, the safety, the security of Almighty Yahweh. But they were terrified, and they were frightened. As suppose that they had seen a ruah, they had seen something that was invisible, and yet it had manifest itself unto them. And he said unto them, why
Are you troubled? This is a generation that is troubled at the commands of Yah. It troubles them to obey Him. What He commands us to do, we have trouble or we have problems with obeying Him. I'm going to drive the truth of Almighty Yah to hell with your wicked flesh, your attitude. I will drive the word of Yahweh. And they were troubled. And this is a generation that is troubled by everything. Trouble on every side, because they do not believe the report of Yeshua HaMashiach. He commands unto us by the authoritative word of Yah, that there shall be many are the afflictions of the Sadiq of Yah. But Yah delivers them out of them all. There shall be affliction. We shall be ostracized and cast aside. We shall be rejected by those that we perceive are those that have Ahava for us. If what is not on your side, they are against Him. And those that are not on Yahweh's side, they are the enemies of the death of Yeshua HaMashiach. And they will do all they can to repudiate it. I don't care if it's your son, your daughter, your grandpapa, mama, brother or sister. It makes no difference at all. Period. We are the friends of HaMashiach if we do what He commanded us by the authority and the living power of Torah. And if we don't do what He commands us, we're not His friends. We're not His friends. If we don't obey, we're not His friend. You got quiet, didn't you? Because the conviction of Yah, the Ruah, it always presents the reproof of sin in a rebellious, wicked house. I will not prophesy smooth things to you. I will not speak that way. And to hell with any shallow man that does that. I don't like that kind of a preaching. I like that which uproots me, troubles me, get back in the way. It's nothing like the troubled waters. Nothing. He said, why do thoughts arise in your levin? Why you allow the things to rise in you? Because the issues of a man's love, or the issues of life, they are in a man's love. What issues? Well, our issues against Torah. Our issues against Yahweh. Our issues against the standards of Yah. And they flow from the deep-seated seed of corruption. That thing that deceives you and lies to you. That makes you think that you are right with Yah. The standards of Yahweh far exceeds the standards of man. And it's one thing the Ruach does, it bring the conviction every single day. All during the day. That is why we must have the daily bread of Almighty Yahweh. We must eat the daily bread. We're eating bread, but it's not the daily bread. It's not the manna that came down from Hashemayim. Even the Avats did not even know. Even the children of the Avat or the children of Abraham did not know that bread. And this generation of Israel does not know the lechem that has come down from Hashemayim. It doesn't. You're eating bread, but it's not this bread. Because when God eats this bread, I will show you what will happen. We're eating bread, but it's not this bread. You study scripture, and you are the one that testify that you have the life of HaMashiach in you. You better search them carefully. Because when you search scripture, it will reflect what is in you and show you how you've fallen short of the honor of the Tifereth of Yah. So why are you troubled? Why do thoughts arise at your levim? He says, I want you to see my hands and my feet. That it is, I myself, this is HaMashiach. He said, handle me, touch me and see. For the Ruah hath not flesh and bones, as you see that I have. And when he had finished speaking, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believe, they did not believe for joy, not for joy. We don't believe the word of Yah that it creates the Gilah, the joy, the Shimcha of Yah in us. We don't rejoice in the word of Almighty Yahweh. We don't rejoice in His instructions. When He commands us things, He knows what He is doing. So we don't rejoice in that. You rejoice in all kinds of corruption. You rejoice in a vile, wicked son that has rejected Yah's Torah. You rejoice in what you think He is accomplishing. A Jezebel daughter that has no Ahava for Yah. You rejoice in that. You speak highly of that. HaMashiach says, you see me and you believe, but it's not for joy. You don't rejoice in that. You see the word of Yahweh, don't you? You read it. Most of you do not. You don't study it. He said, you see the word of Yahweh. You handle it. You handle it improperly. He said, you see, but not for joy now. Because there are things that you read out of the book that causes you to become irate with Him. There are things that, as Deacon Benny reminds us, that is spoken from this rostrum, that it causes you to become irked and irritated. Causes you to become filled with anger and despising. Well, I want you to despise me. Blessed am I when you despise me and speak against me. I want you to do it. Because I will tear your whole house down. Your stone has been rejected. It's not the true stone. The bread you're eating is not the bread that came down from Hashemayim. The bread you eat is one of wickedness, and I will identify every slice that you're eating. Hallelujah. You're not very friendly, preacher. I have a friend in HaMashiach. Because I will preach and declare to you, Yisrael, what He speaks unto you. And they believed not with joy, and they began to ponder, they wondered. He said unto them, have you here any meat? Do you have meat for me, a meal? And they gave Him a piece of broiled fish. And they gave Him some honeycomb, and He took it, and He did eat before them. And He said unto them, these, listen now, are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the Torah of Moshe, and in the Rabbis, the prophets, and in Tehillim, Psalms, concerning me, that my final end, that the fullness of the power of Torah will be made known unto you all, that you may understand the statutes, the truth of Almighty Yah. It was told unto you in the scroll. And I am the fulfillment of all of that. Because you have not believed, and we are an unbelieving people. Pastor Roberts, I believe. Brothers and sisters, when Yah commands us in Scripture what to do, how to do it, and we don't do it, you do not believe. It is like the parent of a child saying, I'm going to tan your buttocks if you do that again, and the child does it again. It is a wayward, rebellious, ignorant child. And that's the way you are. We don't believe Yah. We do not believe Him. Because our minds are not pure, so we must be reminded of the commands of Almighty Yahweh. He says that the scroll teaches of me. That this is profound here. I love this part. Then open he their understanding that they might. Not will now. They might. Peradventure. They might understand the Yetveh HaKadosh, that they may understand Scripture. But unless the power of this life, that Yahshua dwelling in us, open up our mind, that we may understand Scripture, you will never understand Scripture. You will know that He is opening up your left, your mind to Scripture when you do all that He commands you to do. When you do not do that, you know that your mind, your ruah, is not open unto Scripture. Only then did He open up their mind unto what Scripture said. The power of Scripture. The authority of Scripture. The purpose of Scripture. That they may understand the perfect will of Almighty Yahweh. Only then did He open up them or their minds unto Scripture. And He said unto them, this is written. Is the book written? Is the book written? Did Yah make any mistakes? Not one at all. He said, this it is written. And so it was necessary that HaMashiach suffer and to rise from the dead by the third day. It is written, my brothers and sisters. It is necessary that we must suffer for the sake of Yeshua HaMashiach. And when one began to defend Him in the power of Torah, he or she will be rejected by kinsmen, family at all. You will be rejected by brothers and associates that their minds are not open unto Scripture. We are people that have fallen short. And any time our fellowship that we are, and I use this expression, I don't like the words, are ingratiated or engraced by the world, quote, something is wrong with us. He appeared unto those that He intended to open up Ketve Ha Kadosh to. He did not appear unto the world. To those that He opened up truth to. And the living power of HaMashiach appearing unto us. It is that what Yah has written. Did He not write something in us? Did He not say it is written? Only then can that which is written in your lev be opened up. It can never be opened up. It will never be opened up. You will not understand what is written in you. Because of your doubt, what things trouble you, what He said, they were troubled by what He told them. He said, the third day I'm going to get up. I'm going to arise. And you shall know that I'm the Son of Almighty Yahweh. For I shall rise with all authority of the power of my Abba, for I came in His name. And I kept you all in that name. And I will express the power of that name. And only then did He open up the revelation and the power of Scripture. Because He was made alive unto them. Only then did they believe that He was. And because there's no life of this living testimony Yeshua in us, we don't believe what He has said unto us. And so we go about forming our own opinions, our own doctrines, our own ways, and our own precepts, concepts that are far from the Torah of Yah. And that's why we're falling. That's why we're full of sin. We're full of rebelliousness, and we're full of wickedness. You are a criminal when you disobey Yahweh. When Yahweh commands you to do a thing, you defy it. That's an act of a criminal. That is what a wicked man is. It is one that is a criminal, one that defies knowing that you're breaking the Torah and you do it anyway. That's why Yah commanded Israel, you have a son or daughter that's gluttonous and wicked. You bring them to the elders. Now you hypocrites don't like that. You don't want anyone to know what your wicked Jezebel daughter's son is doing. Hallelujah. You bring me him or she before the elders, and the elders will reprove them. Hallelujah. They continue in that way, then the elders will bring them to the gate of the city, destroy them. For what purpose? That not son but kol, all evil shall be removed from Israel. And you see, you got your own little doctrines and your own strengths. And that's why you're not a true sign or a true strength of what Israel should be. Because you have not taken your little cares to the elders. And that they be cast out. And the spirit of that may be brought to exposure and destroy it, that you will not be brought unto the surmising of that damnable thing. The reason we can't, because we're very hubris. We're full of pride. We're proud of our sons and our daughters. We're proud of those that we associate with. They are our kinsmen. Well, the kinsmen of Yah are those that do His will, those that obey, those that love Him. You do not participate in the damnable pagan activities. I don't care what it is. I don't care how your emotions are driven. We must obey Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. You do not participate in the damnable traditions and the affairs that destroy the power of the Word of Yah in you. He said your traditions have made void the power of Yah's truth. And your traditions, because of mama, daddy, brother, sister, you make void the power of the Word of Yah. Something is wrong in your mind. I had a preacher call me the other day. I talked to him often. He kicked his wife out of the assembly. Bold move, isn't it? He said, Pastor Roberts, I will not allow her to come against the standards of Yah and to defy the word of Yahweh. I will stand if I stand by myself. I will stand upon what Yah commanded me. Now he had his ministry a certain name. I began to explain things to him. He called me back. He said, Pastor Roberts, I pondered what you said prayerfully. We're going to change the name of the ministry because I understand what you said unto me. It is the truth of Almighty Yahweh. It is the word of Yah that governs him. It is what proceeds out of his bosom that governs him. His standard is expressed in Yahshua. We cannot defy that. That's why the power of scripture is not open unto us. That's why we see the light of scripture, we don't rejoice. We say, oh, he doesn't mean that. Come on here, you hypocrites. That's why the scriptures are not open. When they are open, we say, ah, he doesn't mean that. That's why when they saw him, they said, I don't know. Something isn't right. I don't believe that. That's what we say. Well, I don't believe that. I know that's what it says, but I don't believe that. I don't believe that that is true. I know that it has some truth, but not every word. That's the natural corrupt mind of man. That's why they could not see the power of Yahweh, His living Torah alive, that defies death, that defies life, because it is Yahweh. He is the standard of His government and instruction unto Israel. Everything is based upon Him, and what He instructs us and He commands us, He means for us to do it, to show our fidelity unto Him. And we are persuaded by this damnable wicked world, their ways, their activities, their traditions, their gutouts, their hogouts, their cookouts, and all those kinds of things. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell all of you, all I've said it before, these damnable things, these pagan things, that they bring the bodies into the whorehouses, that they call funerals and all that, it is damnable, it is wicked, it is not of Yah, you should not even participate in it. Period! And this may scar you, but I don't care. We must know what the truth of Yah is. You don't defy what Yah says. He said, let the dead bury the dead. He means what He says. Those that are dead in trespasses and sin, let them cater to that. The people of Yah, He does not intend for us to be a part of those kinds of things. You don't get upset with me. It makes no difference. You don't get mad. You don't have to show yourself friendly. But this is what Yah commands. These are not my commands. This is Yah. You see, like I said, how much you said you were troubled. There are you that are troubled by that because of your damnable wickedness. I'm going to show you what bread you're eating. You're not eating the bread of Yah. As long as it is someone else, and the word of Yah always pertains to them, but not me. You know something is wrong with you. If you're not a son, you are a damnable bastard. And every son or child Yah receive, He corrects. When your ways are wayward, He corrects you. Even sometimes He suffers you to do things that He will correct you and show you what you did was damnable, it was wrong, and it was not right. That your mind, the order may be set in you to please Him. He says back in looking, he says, that's not my will. I told them in scripture, you commanded Him, HaMashiach. He sits on the right hand, and because of his mercies, he says, yeah, I understand, but yet they are still clay. Hallelujah. Where are the mighty men today? Where are the mighty ones that stand for the oracles of Yah? Where do you find them today? Where's the standard of Yah? It has been so diluted, so polluted that there is no standard at all. Where are the mighty men today? All the nobbies, you and your vats, you kill them. And that is the spirit of this world today. A man that speak authoritatively, we want to kill that man. We want to destroy him. We don't have a consistent voice to declare the truth of Yahweh. When it comes to me, it's a different standard. You're a fool. The standard is the same. Is Yahshua the standard bearer? It is the same then. I don't care who you are. Preacher, speaker, deacon, sister, brother. He means what he says. And because we don't have that conscious, the mind of HaMashiach, the things of Yah, they're not open unto us. Because Yahshua is not real to us, brothers and sisters, you might as well judge yourself by this preaching today. Because Yahweh is here and he's going to judge you. And I do not particularly care whether you like it or do not. I don't care about that. I do not care whether it's palatable or pleasing to you. It doesn't make me any difference at all. This is the truth of Yah. This is the word of Yahweh. And because he has not been revealed to you, or the power of scripture has not been revealed, because you can't see him. What we see is ourselves and our ways, and what we perceive is right. You're wrong, my friend. It's not of Yah. He has written something in us, and that which is in us, it is necessary for us to walk the path of Yah. You have done what the scribes and Pharisees have done. You have added a little bit there. Come on here, someone. Oh mine, come here. You have written a little bit in your own corrupt, deceitful level. You have made stipulations, but that's me, I'm David Roberts, so I can like hell you can, man. Do we obey every word of Yah? Did every word that HaMashiach speak, where did it proceed from? Did it proceed from the mouth of Yah? Did it proceed from the mouth of Yah? Did he command us that we live by every word of Psalm? Every word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when the opening of scripture is revealed unto you, you live by it. You don't compromise that. You don't turn back on that. You don't reason with that. They reason in their thoughts and their minds. That's why there is no surety there for them. That's why they were not sure whether it was him. They said it's a spirit. That's why you're not sure today. That's why you're not sure whether it's right. That's why you're not sure whether it is the will of Yah. That's why you're not sure whether you're walking right. Because you have not the revelation or the revealing of Yahshua in the inward parts. When he is revealed, he opens up what is written. He opens up what is written in the love of Israel. He opens it up. And one will rejoice when he hears what this Ruah speaks unto us. And we hear declared by the man of Yah that he speaks to us. The witness is of a truth. It is of Yah. And he said to them, this it is written. It is necessary that you, David, Gene, Sister Dot, Sister Dean, Elder Martin, any of you all, to suffer. And to rise from the dead the third day, and we're going to raise again. For there's no resurrection of the two oceans, then your imuna is in vain. If there is no tigva of resurrection. And that teshuva, repentance and remission of sin, should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning first with the seed of Israel in Jerusalem, in the seed of Tizayan, at the place of Tizayan, and we have been birthed, have we been birthed from above? Have we been birthed from above? And our birth is by the power of Tizayan, Jerusalem, and that is the birth of Israel. He said he will prosper those that bless Jerusalem. And Jerusalem is the center of the city or the place of the dwelling of the Kadosh place of Yah. And now Jerusalem have become the inhabitants of every vile spirit. Yet your love for Yah, every vile spirit, has become The spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah dwells in Jerusalem today. Jerusalem is the center of Yah's creation. It is the center of Yah's focus. And so is the love of man. Everything in scripture, it may have metaphors, but it deals with Yah's elect, brothers and sisters. Everything. Let no one kid you. Everything deals with the elect of Yahweh. And so Jerusalem had become the inhabitants of every kind of unclean bird, every kind of vile spirit. No, I'm not talking about your neighbor, I'm talking about you. Every kind of inhabitants of darkness dwell there. Every kind of unclean thing dwells in you. And it's not the revelation of Yahshua. For when the revelation of Yahshua is in one, he opens up scripture. And you rejoice in scripture when you understand that. When you understand the simplicity of scripture, it makes your left fat. You get happy. You rejoice. You dance in the Ruah. You shout before Yah because this profound utterance of his truth is revealed unto you. And that's not this generation. We become very hardened. We rebel. And say, he's speaking to me. Well, yes, I am speaking to you. It makes no difference. Who do you think Yah is speaking to? You think he's just speaking to that one? He's speaking to you. This damnable mindset. Well, I know you're talking to me. I know I'm talking to you as well. Now, don't take that back. That's what's wrong with the sinner today. Men are cowardly. They're afraid they're going to lose what? How much you said, Abba, all that you've given me, I lost none. Except the son of perdition. That the word of Yah may be fulfilled. He didn't lose one. Hallelujah. Not one. And all that are given unto Yah and his watchful care, he loses not one of them. Well, I'm going to be saved. I'm going to be saved like hell. You're going to be saved because you obey him. Because there is a fervor of Ahava love in your heart. You can take this all stupid as you want to. Have to say that that's what Pastor Roberts implied. No, my friend. You see, you don't love him. That's why you don't obey him. If you are Ahava, you love me, keep my commandment. Keep my saying. Do what I command you. Is that not what Joshua said? He instructed us in all things, didn't he? He did, didn't he? He did. That's why he commands us to leave our mama, daddy, brothers, sisters, that we may be espoused unto him, that he may be first above all things, that the Torah of Yah may be first. I will be a superficial man if I cow down to the standards of my wicked kinfolks. They're damnable, they're wicked. You understand that? I will not cow down to their standards. I've had daddy call me all last week. I will not talk to the little effeminate thing. You all are full of your damnable wickedness. Now, I'm a man of strength and I'm a man of authority. Well, how do you know that? Because I know how to say when I'm weak and the strength of Yah bears me up. I don't care who it is. I stand for him. If I must stand alone, shall we say when I came among you, no man stood with me. And I don't care if no man stands with me. But I tell you what, the true man will stand with me. I will not alter this. We got to get right and come clean with Yah. Hallelujah. Teshuvah, repentance. Remission of sin shall be preached unto all nations in Yahshua's name, beginning in your own land, in Jerusalem, in Zion. That's where it begins. Isn't that the place that arises every kind of evil concept? Every kind of vile thing? Is that not the place where your anger, your dispute with Yah arises from? You cannot win. You're not going to overthrow Yahweh. You're not going to subdue him with your corruption. Yahshua must be revealed in the left. It must be revealed in Jerusalem first. If it's not revealed in Jerusalem, then you will not understand the power of Almighty Yahweh. That the revelation of Yahshua can never be open unto you. And this revelation of whom Yahshua is must be open to Israel. If it's not open, you're going to faint, you're going to become weary, and you're going to become very despair. And that's why you lose heart. That's why your mind cannot retain the mark of the Almighty Yahweh. You're losing heart. Look what he says. Go back to Luke 24. I would have begun in verse 25. He says this, Luke 24, verse 25. Then Yahshua, is this him speaking? Then he said to them, what did he call them? Oh, foolish. He said, you are a foolish people. And you are slow of love to what? You see, you are slow of heart to believe Yahweh. What is the fool? One that mocks what Yahweh says because they reject it. He said, oh, fool and slow of love to believe. That's this vile generation. It is one that is foolish. It is one that is criminal. It is one that mocks Yah. It is one that despises the instructions and the disciplines of Almighty Yahweh. That's what a fool does. HaMashiach said, you're slow. You're sloth. You're slow of love to believe. Some call all. Can I ask you a question? Was Yahshua a Nabi? Was he a prophet? Sure he was. Sure he was. To believe all that the Nabi has spoken. We are people that's foolish. We're very slow of heart because our hearts, our love is full of corruption. It's full of every kind of vile, insidious work in there is. It does not operate by the power of Torah. It operates by the power of lasciviousness, concupiscence, every kind of sinful practice there is. That's why we're given and drawn by the table of the world. I will show you the bread you're eating. I'll get to that. Hallelujah. I want to lay the foundation first. You are without any excuse before Yah. We are foolish and we are slow of love. Pastor Robert says something. And then we're slow like, well, he's hitting me. I intend to hit you. Fool. He's speaking to me. I intend to. Fool. You're slow of love. Well, you shouldn't call a brother fool. Did HaMashiach call them fools? He said, oh, foolish. And slow of love to believe. Not some, but all the Nabi from Bereshit. To Gileana, all the Nabis, the prophets, have spoken. He said, did not Moshe have to suffer all these things? Did Moshe suffer? Did he suffer with the rebellious house? He said he had to suffer all the things that even I have to suffer. A house that's rebellious. A house that has no love for Yah. He said, in order to enter into his tefirah, his honor, he had to suffer those things. And HaMashiach says, I must suffer this death, this impaling, in order to enter into the presence of Almighty Yahweh. That's why you cannot enter into his presence, because you have not impaled your damnable flesh, your lying, wicked ways, your vile attitude. It's full of corruption. When a man cannot obey HaMashiach the Nabi, cannot obey the prophets, then man, you're full of lies, you're full of deception. Come on, woman. You can dress it up any way you want to. We have disdain for the scripture when it comes to our personal endeavors. What a damnable mindset. He gave us the living Torah. Yahshua is the power of that Torah. We want this truly feminine thing taught to us. And that's where you find men today. They're juvenile, they're feminine, they're soft. There's no strength of power you can find today. I don't take it back. When a man has strength, he has a true weapon. He has the sword of Yah, which is the word of Yah. And he knows it cuts.
He doesn't care if his wife. He doesn't care if his son or daughter.
Jethro was known in scripture as a mighty man. He said, yeah, you give me victory. The first thing that greets me, I will give it up to you. And the first thing from the battle, his precious little pretty daughter. Pristine, virtuous, and pure. She hadn't been spotted by the world. Her mind wasn't full of whoredom and rebelliousness, like these Jezebels today. Full of sin. Full of sexual perversion. Her mind wasn't like that. It was pure. And when he saw her, he was glad. Ha! And then Yah took him back to the pure way. Remember, this generation vowed, their vows mean nothing. They're not sincere with Yahweh. It's a false, damnable generation that's going to be damned. And he's going to damn it. Hallelujah. He's going to bring it down to hell. He says in verse 27, Lucas 24, 27. And he says, and beginning at Moshe and all the Nabi, he expounded to them all in the Kaveh HaKadosh, things concerning himself. And once he began to do that, even though they did not know the power of the one before them, they didn't even know him. It says this, verse 28. And they drew nigh to the village where they went, and he made as though he would have gone a little farther. But they constrained him. They said, no, I like what you're saying. Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry, to stay with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at the table to eat, I want you to hear this, and it came to pass, we are eating, but we're not eating. We're eating, but we're not eating. He said, and he sat at meat with them. He took the living bread. He took bread, and he broke. He blessed the bread. And he broke it. And he gave it to them. You understand, they ate the bread in the wilderness, but their eyes were not opened. You are still, as Deacon Bennett reminded us during Shavuot. You have this Egypt, the spirit of Mizraim. You're eating the breads of Egypt, and that's why your eyes are not open. He break the bread, symbolic, metaphorically, of his body. And he gave it to them, and they ate it. I love this part. Feed me, Yah, from your table. Feed me until I want no more. It says in verse 31, and their eyes were open. And they knew him. Do you hear that? You see, your eyes must be open. And so Yah sends the anointing eye salve today to anoint your eyes. Because your path has been a path of error. You have not gone the path of Almighty Yahweh. So I give you the bread. I give you daily bread today. That your eyes may be opened and that you might know him. You might know him in true teshuvah, in repentance, and the pardon of your sins, your vile transgression against the Torah. He gave them this bread. He gave them his broken body, his purpose. And only then were their eyes opened and they knew him. Listen to this. And they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our love burn within us? When the revelation of HaMashiach is revealed unto you, does it cause your love to burn with excitement? Or do you get angry as hell, like a beast from the den of darkness? You rise in the damnable corruption of your flesh. That's what you arise in. I don't like what he said. I don't like that. Pastor Roberts ought not to say that. He's talking to me. Well, sure I am. Always talk to you. No exception. Well, you got a personal complex. No, I got the personal things of Yah that he commands us to do. So they said that love burned within. While he talked with us, by the way. And while he opened to us He opened unto a scripture. Now that's what must be open unto Israel today, scripture. Because a scripture is not open. And I want to show you why it's not open to you. I want you to understand why the truth is not open to you. I want you to understand what Yahshua says, it doesn't pertain to you. Because you're not the seed of Israel. Only then did he open up scripture to them. And their minds, their eyes were open. And we understand the metaphor of the eyes, or the metaphoric of the eyes. It is the life of the Ruah. When Yah uses that expression, it is where the embodiment of the life of Torah. You understand that they will go and look at the covenant of Yah. They will go and say, and see what it said. And yet they will fall back prey unto the sinful activities that they had been loosed from. You hear me? And so what Yah has said to us, he says, the power of this Torah and the power of my mitzvah, the power of my life, your light or your eyes have been enlightened when you see the fullness of HaMoshiach coming in, this plus power and purpose of my will. And we don't see that. We think what he says is something that is opposite to Yah. You're a damn fool. He declares unto us, the words that I speak, they are not mine, but the one that sent me. The Abba gave me that. And so what he commands us is from him. If any man doesn't hate his mama, daddy, brother, sister, kinfolks more than he if he doesn't hate them, he cannot be a disciple, one of Yah. And that's what he means. You must do that. The ways are corrupt. They corrupt you. They corrupt us to turn away from Yah. They corrupt us to turn from Yah. Yeah, just a gift from the wicked always corrupt the left. Corrupt your judgment. Oh, they speak sweet words to you. Like, oh, beautiful. Oh, you look so... They speak lies. And they corrupt you. And make you twofold children of hell. Let me tell you all, not any of you all have to stay in this place and listen to this foolish preacher. You don't have to stay here. I have no problem with that. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Roberts, our finances are taken. Nothing's going to happen. Hallelujah. I stand on his truth. If he calls a man all the way from the Arabic nation to send an offering, what is he going to do? Hallelujah. Come on here. And some of you all don't even know how to give to him. But he calls a man from another world to hear the Torah, the truth. And his heart was enlightened. It was open. He rejoiced. And he says, truly, this is the life for Israel. And that is the living power of Torah. You're not Israel, you're strangers. True seed loves Torah. Yahshua is revealed unto Israel. He made himself known unto Israel. Hallelujah. And their eyes were opened and they knew him and he vanished out of their sight. He opened up the ketveh unto them. Verse 33, and they rose up the same hour, and they returned where they should have been to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, Yahshua is risen indeed, and has appeared unto Shimeon. Has he truly appeared unto you? Has he risen? You understand that even the 11, they were not even in the position that they ought to have been in. He had to present himself unto them. That's why I read the first part first. That he had to make known himself even unto Miriam. Mary Magdalene, Miriam Magdalene, and Joanna. This is the generation whereby he is not revealed. He only revealed, and that is a representative of the true embodiment of the assembly. It is full of whoredom, what Mary Magdalene was. It is full of works that want to be seen and men to be inspired by it. But it's not full of the works of Tzedekah, the righteousness of Torah. It's full of self-righteous works. That's what it's full of. It's not full of the power embodied or empowered by the Torah of Yah. Word of Yah should empower our minds that we can defy and deny all things for the sake of Yahshua the Lamb. Who was rich, he became poor to give us entrance into the kingdom. I don't believe that. Then I'll tell you what, you're going to die. You believe that? I believe the book. Because it tells me that I am going to die. So you. I want to please him above all things. Why is it? Yeah, we cannot see. We don't believe the greater witness. It says in Yochanan, John 5:36. As Joshua speaks to this rebellious, Pharisaic mindset of the day, this religious conscience that we have, he says unto them in Yochanan 5:36, John, he said, I have a greater witness than that of Yochanan. For the works which the Abba has given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Abba has sent me, and that the Abba himself, which has sent me, hath brought witness of me, you have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his appearance. And he tells them this, and you have not the word of Yah abiding in you, for whom he has sent him you have not believed. Well, Pastor Roberts, I believe him. No, my friend. We obey every word that he commands us. We obey that. We obey every word. Hallelujah. Any man that loves daddy more than he loves me, any man that loves daughter, any mother that loves son more than he loves me, cannot be my disciple. Get quiet, huh? That's all right. Hallelujah. And they cried out to him, your mother, your brother, your sister. He says, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? They that hear the word of Yah and they that do his will. Let me read that again, what he says. And you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him, you believe not. Now, did HaMashiach say what I just quoted? Did he say that? We don't believe that, do we? We don't believe that. Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? They that hear the word of Yah and they that do his will. If any man love his son more than he loves me, his daughter more than he loves me, more daddy or brother more than he cannot be my Did he say that? You can sit here in your damnable hypocritical ways all you want to. It's in the book. He said, you cannot. He said, you cannot. Did Yahshua lie? You hypocrites say he lied. You're a damn child of hell. He did not lie. Did he mean what he said? Every word. Every word. You have not the word of Yah abiding in you. But this is a superficial generation that they think because of appearance and it makes them look right. Lies from hell. You're right because you do what he commands you. You're like the Pharisees, you appear to be right. You wear your plasters. Oh, I know the Torah. Well, brother, the word of Yah says this and it says that. But it doesn't abide in you. There's no living place in you. You understand that if they had allowed that word, that living power of Torah to abide in them, they'd have done just what HaMashiach commanded them. Go and tarry there in Jerusalem. Don't worry, I'll be there. They didn't believe him. He tells you the same thing. He tells you to stand still, wait, and see the Yashak, the salvation, Yahshua, the Almighty. Even our minds are not even disciplined. You can't discipline yourself to stay awake. You can't discipline yourself to be attentive. You can't discipline yourself to hear. Don't sit there like hypocrites on me. Hallelujah. Our minds wander. They ponder every kind of damnable, foolish thing it is. But it doesn't allow the word of Yah to abide in it. Well, Pastor Robert, he's throwing a stone at me. Honey, I'm not throwing a stone at you. I have the sword of Yah. I'm trying to cut your wicked heart. I'm trying to drive it through the midst of it. He tells me he doesn't do a sin, cast the first stone. I don't cast no stone. I take the sword of Yah. Hallelujah. And I drive it. That's what I do with it. Yeah, I start from the bottom part. Its bowels come out, everything. Your loins be exposed. That Yah may stitch them up and girt them about with Iman, Torah power. Cast no stone. Hallelujah. I use the sword of Yah. And it cuts. It intends for it to cut too. Dodah. He said, because you have not the word of Yah abiding in you, for whom he has sent him, you believe not. Brothers and sisters, that is an indictment against us. What Yahshua reveals with clarity in the covenant of Yah, he reveals the clarity of the covenant of Yah. The scribes and Pharisees had caused it to be hidden. and the light and the power of it. He reveals unto us the clarity of the covenant of Yah, His Brit Milah, His circumcision of our lev. That's what He revealed. And so He says, for whom He has sent Him, you believe not. You must believe all that He speaks to us. And what we call the renewed covenant, it is just the covenant of Yah, renewed, or the power of His birth has come alive in Israel. And so the things that He spoke in this book, that quote, this whole house, the church, these Jezebels call, quote, the New Testament, were they the words of Yah? Sure, it's the word of Yah. And what He said, He did not orchestrate that. It came from the bosom of His Abba. This damnable generation, it is damned. Y'all gonna damn it all. Your mama, your daddy, your whore, son, daughter. He's bringing them down to the side of hell. Isn't it amazing how we strengthen the hands of the wicked? We eat from their tables, not me. I will stand for Yah if no one stands with me. But I know someone's going to stand with me. I know that. I will not compromise for anyone. Yeah, not even me. Hallelujah. There are times that I look at myself and what I'm exercising. And I see this wretched thing. And then I began to see the beauty of HaMashiach rises. And I began to love this thing. For how can I love you unless I love me? And I do not want to be separated from Yah. That's pure love, brothers and sisters. I'm critical upon me. I will not command you what the word of Yah says and do something opposite. Hallelujah. I will not. Sister Laquila called me, Pastor Robert's telephone. Who is it? Danny, take a message. I don't want to talk to him. And I'm not. Brother Ricky called me the other day. He said, Pastor Roberts, my brother, I believe he said, I can't recall precisely, but they wanted their children to fellowship with his daughter. He said, no, I don't want you here. So what a profound truth in you, my brother. Don't allow the world to spot their minds. This wicked generation doesn't care. And they think they love. Oh, I love you, Jezebel. You don't know what love is. Well, that's my daughter, unless you hate daughter. That's about unless you hate son. Isn't there something you got a place for them, but you have no place for the truth of Yah? You're wicked as hell. For the word of Yah doesn't abide in you. Well, that's my daddy. I know my Abba. He is one that strengthens me by the victorious power of HaMashiach. That's who he is. I know my brothers too. They that hear what I preach today. I know my sisters. They that love what I speak today. And that will do it with faithfulness unto Yah, not disputing Yahweh, but obeying Him because they truly have an ahava, a love that is great. And it cannot be expressed in verbiage. It just can only be understood in the sound of praises. Ahava yuma abba. Hallelujah. So He tells these one, I'm telling you today, search the kidvei ha-kadosh. Search the scripture. For in them you think you have eternal life. You notice what he said? You think you have the life, the Shayim of Yah? You think you have eternal life? And they are they which what? I am quite sure you don't testify of HaMashiach. You are the ones that testify of me, he said. You are the ones that believe that I'm in the Torah. He said, you better search them. You better go back and see what scripture says. When you omit the small thing, you will omit the weightier things. Brothers and sisters, when Yah revealed the smidgen of truth to you, your stewardship is accounted faithful that you obey that. He will not impart unto you things that are very dynamic unless you're faithful in the small things. How will he entrust you with that? You can't stand for Yah in the small thing. How is he going to trust you with something in the end time that is the hope of overtake for Israel? I'd rather lose wife. I'd rather lose every friend to please him. And if I'm a friend of HaMashiach because I obey him, then he has other friends. And we will gravitate to one another. If you have to send word all the way from Dubai, United Arabic Emirates, to say and to declare that this is the message, that the kingdom of Yah must be declared throughout the Olam, beginning in Jerusalem, and it shall spread, and so begins in the seed of the birth of Yah, and that is the love of man. That is what Jerusalem is, the symbolic nature, the place of the love of man. Because we've allowed every kind of vile, damnable thing into us, we're full of stench, we stink, we're like an odorous whore, we're like a Jezebel that perfume ourselves, and think we smell wonderful. You smell like a dog, smell like a whore. He wants you to have a sweet, savory odor. And you get the ru'ah of meekness. And that is one that you don't fight him. You said, yeah. All right. I don't care what daddy says, mama. This is what you said. I'll obey it. I'll do what you say. That is what he wants. Not this pretense, this falsehood. Have yourself looking right, talking right, testify of him, and you're full of hell. Don't tell me that's Yah. It's not Yah. Hallelujah. He's going to make his word plain, isn't he? Can I tell you all something? I had nothing to preach this morning. This is what the Abba gave me. Undoubtedly, we need this. I had two other messages that I wanted to preach. Just isn't there. And I began to read scripture. And when I saw that, boom! Oh, this is it. I know this is it. We're eating bread, but it's not the living bread. Give us this day our daily bread. How sufficient that prayer is. Our Abba, which is in Hashemayim, hallowed or kodash, clean, pure is your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In the Olam, as it is in Hashemayim. Now we need the daily bread of Yah. He must feed us daily. He must. I was searching last night. I was hungry. My wife said to me, go to bed, greedy. Well, I was greedy. I started to call Brother James and bring me a sandwich. He would have brought me one. But I was hungry. I saw Brother Jason. I said, Brother Jason, I am hungry. And he smiled. Thought maybe he had something. He says, no help for you, preacher. I told Elder Martin. He said, get some from the kitchen. I said, well, I ate a little early, old man, and it has just dissipated. Grits. That's not anything to hold you. I need something with some bread. I was hungry. Greedy too. But I certainly wanted something to eat. And I was tempted to call Brother James and say, run me a sandwich. Just one. I didn't want but one. I didn't need two. Just one. One sandwich. Couldn't find one. So I set out my spy, Brother Jason. I didn't want to call on the walkie-talkie because I didn't want nobody to hear me. I wanted to hide that. You hypocrites. I wanted to hide that. So I said, go to Deacon Horn's and see if you got a sandwich. But the word came back, there's nothing here for you. Nothing. That made me lose all hope there. Where do I turn? No other way to turn. But all hope and everything seemed as though it is lost. We turn to this bread. Hallelujah. And so I began to look at this bread and began to eat this. Then there was a scripture he gave me. I said, well, I'll go to bed on that. I'll sleep on that. Now, if it comes out this way, it just comes out this way. It makes no difference. It comes out this way. Hallelujah. And I do not apologize for how it comes out. Not at all. He tells us to search to convey.